Turn to the book of Luke, chapter 1. Everybody turn to your neighbor and say, ho, ho, ho. Say, have a jolly Merry Christmas. And Stephanie just texted me and said, we're looking good. Said, you guys look amazing. I had to work out a lot to do that video. So I'm a little sore this morning, especially when I did the splits. And Bill, you kept that a secret from me. I didn't even know you was going to do that. That was cool. I like that kind of stuff. You know, you give us enough time around here and we might just become totally high tech. We could bring you messages like that, and we would just get to watch ourselves preach. That would be fun, wouldn't it? Luke chapter 1. We're going to read the Christmas story this morning. And I think God's going to speak to us out of this something very special. I ask you, Lord, to bless the word this morning. Let your anointing rest here and let your revelation flow from here to our hearts today that we may be transformed by the hearing of the word of the Lord. Amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. Having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And then Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible. With God nothing will be impossible. Everybody say that with me. With God nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word. And then the angel departed from her. Amen. I'm often fascinated, as I'm sure you are, about the story of the incarnation and how the word became flesh. You know, the book of John chapter 1 says the Word was with God, and the Word came and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. As to many as received him, them he gave the power to become the sons of God. And you know, I love to think about what happens when someone opens their heart to receive what God says. You know, I like Dale's ministry. Is there any word from the Lord? Is God speaking something to you? And this is what Mary heard, that she would bring forth a son and call his name Jesus. And the response that she gave was so phenomenal, because she said, let it be done unto me according to your word. Amen. And I was praying Friday, and when we came to church on Friday night, there something was beginning to be released in my spirit. And I really see this for 2014, that we're going to be a people that will say more than we've ever said before, Lord, let it be done unto us according to your word. That we're going to be a people this coming year that are going to see a great transformation come to our lives personally, but well as to our culture we live in. Because we're going to be a people of compliance that say, Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. And we know the great thing about what God has planned for us is so incredible because it's all really wrapped up in the word of God, isn't it? Because the word of God is literally the DNA of the kingdom. For every word that God speaks that we receive, it begins a process of change in our lives to conform us to what that word is. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing comes by the word of the Lord. So God speaks, we hear, we comply, we receive, and then that starts the process of us becoming. How many would like to see something new birth in your life in these next 12 months? And that birthing process comes because you're going to hear something fresh from the Lord speaking to your heart. It might be an old doctrine. It might be an old saying. It might be something that maybe you heard a long time ago, but all of a sudden the light's going to come on, and now you begin to realize this is for you right now. This is your daily bread. Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So we're saying, Lord, this is the hour we want you to speak to us a fresh revelation so we can begin to birth something fresh upon the earth. The greatest challenge and danger that we face as Christians is getting involved in what I would call a pattern without his presence, where we tend to go through the motions of religion, and you say, well, I'm not religious. I'm free from that. I left the old system. I left the old order. But you see, even people that get free get religious in their freedom. If they go for a period of time not receiving a fresh birthing of revelation in their life, there's got to be something new birthed in us every day. That's why God gave them manna. It wasn't that they store the manna up and use it a year from now. But the manna became new every morning, didn't it? And so God releases a new revelation every day for our lives. Is there any word from the Lord for me right now? How many have ever gone a long period of time and you haven't really had a word and it seems like your whole life just gets stale? But when a fresh word begins to come, everything becomes alive in your life. And the Lord's saying, I'm going to bring a fresh life to the church this year. Amen. Now, Mary, when she heard this word, there was nothing in her that resisted it. And that's the thing that I want to set in my own heart. Lord, let my heart be so ready to receive that I have no resistance to what you speak. How many love children that are so obedient that when you say something, they immediately do it? I mean, though, that's kind of a fantasy world sometimes. But did Jesus say, if you do the things that I ask you to do, then I'll reward you for that. If you follow what I say, if you'll be obedient to what I tell you, then there's a blessing or reward that comes through that, isn't there? Because every time that I hear what God speak, what am I hearing? I'm hearing life. Because he is the life. Everything, he's the life. He's the light. He's the truth. He's the way. Everything that's in the heart of God is expressed through the heart of his son. Jesus said, just as he is, so am I also upon the earth. And the same, we say that as well. Just as he is, so are we also upon the earth. But we become that because we hear what he says. Because when God created the earth, he said, let there be light. Let there be firmament upon the earth. Let there be And he created one thing after another. He brought it into existence by the word that he spoke. Hebrews 11 says that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So what you are today and what you're going to be tomorrow is what how has God has framed you to be that. He's built you to become that by his word that he speaks to you. It's called line upon line, precept upon precept, a little bit here and a little bit there. God keeps building you up by the word that he speaks to you. And you can look at yourself and say, I started in X spot, but God's taking me to Y spot. I started here, and he's taking me there. Now, how is he going to take you from X to Y? Or from A to B? How's he going to get you there? By the word that he speaks to you. The word becomes like a lamp to your feet. So when the word of God comes, it begins to illuminate you and take you to the next level of where you're supposed to be. So if I want to be over there, and what's my ultimate goal? To be shaped, formed, fashioned, found in his image. To become a mature man in Christ. To be transformed from glory to glory, from image to image. To be like unto him in all aspects. So that everything that's in him is in me. That's my ultimate goal, isn't it? My ultimate goal isn't to get raptured. My ultimate goal isn't to retire. My ultimate goal isn't to have an easy life. My ultimate goal is to be found in his image. Perfected in him. And I get there by the word that he speaks to me. Because Jesus said this. He said, the words that I speak to you are different than the words you hear anywhere else. And that's why he freaked out the religious crowd. Because when he began to talk, they said, there's no other man that has ever spoken like this. And he said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and life. Everybody say spirit and life. So when Jesus speaks, he doesn't speak in a way that speaks to your mind. What he speaks to you is speaking to the very essence of your being. He's feeding you who he is. He said, this is the bread that comes down out of heaven. And I am that bread. And so eat this bread. This is the bread. This is the body. This is the blood that was shed for you. Eat and drink. And when you eat and drink of me, and how does that happen? How do we eat and drink of him? We eat and drink of him because we receive and take the words that he speaks to us as our life and as our bread. Then we're transformed into the image of that word. Wow. I love that, don't you? And God just keeps pouring this into you. And he gives us this gift that we call prophecy. How many have ever heard of the gift of prophecy? Didn't it say in Corinthians, I wish that you would all prophesy. Everybody say, I have a gift of prophecy. Now, the gift of prophecy is given so that you can echo or parrot that which God is speaking to the earth. Because whether you like it or not, you are the mouthpiece now on the earth. Is Jesus the mouthpiece on the earth? You're the mouthpiece on the earth. Why? Because Jesus has ascended to the Father, yet now he's given the Holy Spirit, right? And the Holy Spirit will do what? Lead you and guide you into all truth. And the Holy Spirit then will take that truth that's in you, that God gave you, that birthed in you, and he will speak it forth from you. So that you can become a co-creator with God on the earth to bring forth his will. How's the will of God going to come to the earth? Through his people. You are the image. You were created and birthed in the express image of the Lord. Wow. And his will is revealed through you. You didn't know that you were so valuable. You didn't know that you were worth so much to God. But you are. The Bible even says that there's a treasure in an earthen vessel. You're very valuable to the kingdom. And you're part of the body. And each one of you, as part of the body, have a function. But you all have this function to prophesy. There might be different gifts, different ministries, but you all should prophesy. And what does prophecy mean? It means to speak the word of the Lord. It means to edify, to build up. And even in some cases, reprove. But it's the instrument by which God brings his word to build a temple in the midst of us. A temple is a place that God builds so that there can be someone inhabit it. He wants to inhabit the temple that's built by the word of God. So how important it is in this hour that we open and get big elephant ears. Say, Lord, I'm listening to what you have to say. And it could be that God would speak to you this year something so far-fetched and so incredible that it's beyond your imagination. It's something you've never even dreamed of, thought of, or even heard of. And all of a sudden, God speaks it to you. You'd be like Mary, with nothing, with God, nothing is impossible. Here's a 16 or 15 or however old girl she was. And yet God chose her to bring forth his son upon the earth. Why did he choose her? Don't you think God knew in advance her response? Yeah. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Wouldn't it be kind of a bummer if we read the scripture, well, God went first of all to Jane. And Jane said, I don't want any part of this. This is crazy. Forget it. Shut up. I don't want to hear it. This is going to drastically alter my lifestyle. This is going to change everything since I've been dreaming about, since I'm old enough to dream about my future with my husband and how my life's going to be lived out. So just go on down the road, Lord. So it says, and then the Lord went, he left Jane, the angel left Jane, and now the angel has gone to Ruth's house. Well, no, I don't want any part of this. Finally, after several attempts, God finally makes it to Mary. And finally found someone that would say, be it done unto me according to thy word. Well, sadly, that's often how it works. The Lord is searching to and fro throughout the world to find a people that will simply say, yes, Lord, let it happen here. What could happen in this place, or in any place where there's a people that said, speak, let it be done unto me according to thy word. How radical could things happen and change if God could find a compliant heart? You know, Hebrews 4 talks about how that God could not speak to them because they were dull of hearing. And their hearts were not right with God. You should look that up in Hebrews chapter 4. It's good stuff. It said they were dull of hearing. And it said, today if you'll hear his voice, do not harden your heart as the manner is of some. But to those that will receive it, he said, to them I'll give them the promise. Yeah. One thing that so impressed me about Catherine Kuhlman back in the early 70s, to me, still the greatest healing anointing that I've ever witnessed was in her ministry. The thing that impressed me about her was not her intellect, her wisdom, her dresses, her raving beauty that she was. And she was none of those things. the thing that impressed me is it said, she said, Lord, you could have chosen anyone, and you tried to choose others before you got to me. But when you got to me, I had nothing, but yet I said yes. It's not the wise, it's not the proud, it's not the strong that God chooses. He chooses the base things of the world. He chooses the Marys of our society, the little girls, the young men. And it said in the last days in the book of Joel, chapter 2, in the last days said, God, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. I believe that we've taken prophecy and we've abused it because we've tried to make prophecy something that edifies ourselves instead of realizing that God wants us to prophesy his pure word. It's not an hour where we come and we give our word, we give the word. It's the living word of God. It's the flowing of the Spirit. And it's not so much even what is said, it's what you become that prophesies to someone else. I can say, if I can say I love you, and it's a prophecy to you, because I'm affirming to you how much God accepts you by declaring it to you. And so, Lord, the Lord's looking in this hour for people, a people, that he can speak a word to, that he can transform a nation with. He's not looking for talent. He's not looking for pedigree. He's looking for you. That says, with God, anything is possible. Let it be done unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Said that day that anything you ask in my name, it shall happen for you. In that day, I'll transform your nation when I have a people that hear my word. See, it'll never come because we protest. It'll never come because we have righteous indignation. It'll never come because we spit and we spew and we get all fired up to say, well, look what's happening. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket around us. It'll come when we become that which God has made us. The revival that's going to hit the earth, and see, it's going to hit the earth. There's a lot of pessimistic people out there that think, this is never going to happen. This is never going to change. The world's going to be judged. Everything's going down the tubes. And I admit, it looks bad. But guess what? I read the end of the book. We win this victory. The Lord wins this victory. It's not a time to panic and to throw up our hands and say, oh my God, what's going to happen? We just keep saying, Lord, let it be done unto us according to thy word. Who's to know when that happens? That he said, this man will be born and he will be great. There's so much greatness in this room this morning right now that there's enough greatness in here to change the earth. You might not be many. You may be few. You might not be strong. You may be weak. You may not be rich. You may be poor. But when God puts his word in you, you can change your world. Amen. We're putting a sign up in the foyer. Be up this week, I think. What happens here? No, affects the world. A bold statement, isn't it? Could you lift up your hand with me this morning and say it with me? What happens in me can affect the world. Will affect the world. Say, yeah, but I could never change anything in this world. Look at me. Don't limit yourself. You're in a culture of unlimited opportunity. You're in a place where there's no caps, there's no restraints been placed upon you. You can be and do anything that God has called you to be. No limitations. We're a Montana people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about Montana? You like it?
Yeah.
I like it. I like Montana because in Montana you can go as fast as you want to go. At least you used to could. So what you do, you just say, let's put the Montana to it. Now the cops around here don't understand that. Cop pick you up driving fast. You say, he said, what are you driving so fast for? I'm just Montanaing on down the road. No limitation on what I can be. He said, well, son, here in Texas there are. You're going to have to pay the price. Yeah, but I'm not living in Texas. I'm living in the kingdom. No limitations on me. Amen? With God, nothing will be impossible. All things are possible to them who believe. Everybody say, I'm a believer. Isaiah 55 says, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. Lord, don't let your word move on down the road. Let it stop right here and hover in the midst of us. We want to be that people. We want to be the trendsetters. We want to be the earth shakers. We want to be the transformers of this generation. We want to be that, God. Let it happen right here. We want to be Mary. We want to birth a kingdom. See, just as Jesus was birthed through Mary, did you know Jesus is actually not being birthed, but he's been expressed now through you. He's being revealed through you. Christ in you is the hope of glory. It's being revealed in you, revealed in us. Wow. Lord, give us a word. Let us hear a word. A word. A word. Just one word from God can change your life. Hallelujah. Did you know that my life has been changed more by just one word than many words? God's not spoken to me that many times that I can say, I just know that's God. Now, he speaks to me all the time in my inner man. How many know what I'm talking about? God's always speaking. We're just not listening. But the times that he's impacted me the most is when I've just heard one word or just a couple of words. He said, you're my friend. That impacted me. I still love you. That impacted me. And I probably need to refresh that. I need to refresh that I still love you part and let it be birthed anew in me. How many know that God still loves you? Don't you think you need maybe a refresher in that? Let's open up the presents this morning. You ready? Get your present out. Peel the paper off. I don't like it when you have to get a knife to cut it off. I like it's loosely wrapped. I wrap good presents. It's real loosely wrapped. And okay, let's open the box. Look in the box. It says, I love you. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Wow. What a gift that is. Man. Wow. Wow. Okay, next, get another box and peel it off. Shh, shh, peel the paper. Okay, open it up. If you that are watching by home, you can do the same. Open it up. What does it say in this box? I affirm you. Huh? You gave me that for Christmas? You affirm me? Are you sure, Lord? Yeah. I affirm you. I believe in you. I trust in you. I value you. I honor you. Lord, thank you so much. Oh, give me another one. Okay. Open it up. What's in that box? Wow. I forgive you? Lord, I don't know if I've done anything wrong. Yeah, but you will. This is your get out of jail free pass. He's faithful and just to forgive you of all your trespasses. Man, just keep opening the boxes. He's got a lot of things to say and a lot of things to give to you. This is your hour where nothing is impossible for your God. For His Word's been released, and it's living and powerful Word. It's sharper than even a two-edged sword. It comes and goes, divides to the very discerning of the soul and spirit, the very joints of the marrow. It's discerning the very thoughts and the very intents of the heart. That's how God's Word wants to penetrate into you. Just to invade you in every aspect of you. It's called the invasion of the Word. Hallelujah. Wow. No wonder it says in the book of Romans, chapter 10. I might not ever get up from here if I get there. And I used to dance around here and stuff. Honey, can I lay down on the platform? No? Okay. I'm quitting now. Romans chapter 10. No wonder it says this. How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Amen. That bring glad tidings of good things. How many know we've been hearing some good things today? How shall they preach unless they're sent? God's releasing a generation of people that are going to proclaim the gospel of peace. Yeah. They're bringing glad tidings of good things. Well, I thought it was time we started telling everybody how bad it was. How bad they were. They don't need to be told how bad they are. They know. What they need to be told is there's a package they can open today. And it has good news. You're forgiven. You're loved. You're accepted. You're free. You're blessed. You're my people. I love you more than I could ever tell you. Hallelujah. It's time for you to go out now into the world. By this time, you all ought to be teachers. It's time for you to go out and share some good news with some sad people. To share some good news with some people that have no hope. Tell them there's hope. To share some good news, some glad tidings with some people that seem pretty sad. It's time for you to speak the word of God that God's put in you, was deposited in your spirit. He's declared that over you, that you're an instrument of freedom upon the earth. When you go out this afternoon to those families, don't just give them a gift, which is great, but give them a blessing that they cannot contain. Yeah. Speak the word of the Lord over their lives and declare their freedom. For God has anointed you as an ambassador, as an instrument of His word. Amen. A little Christmas song, a Christmas story on a Christmas season. Let it be done unto me, Lord, according to thy word. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we receive it this morning. Just lift up your hands to the Lord. Amen. Father, we receive your word. Let this be a time and a season that there's nothing impossible for those that believe. I loose your people, Father, into new revelations, new birthings, and that they may begin to hear the word of the Lord. Is there any word from the Lord, as Dale would say? Let it be spoken this hour. Let each of us hear what you'd want us to hear, and let us be compliant to receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.